Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Welcome to Jungle Fever. We are your I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here 2018 podcast, out every Monday, Wednesday and Friday over the course of the show. Today on the show, we're absolutely delighted to be joined in the studio by none other than Enya Martin, aka Giz a Laugh. Hey. How are you keeping?
Grand, thanks.
So, are you watching it?
Yeah, I've been watching it as much as I can, yeah.
Are you one of these people, because I am very like this, if I miss an episode, I can't go back. I'm like, I'm done with it, it's over, move on.
Kind of, yeah, but as I just said before we started, like, they've been all getting on so well, so I don't feel like I'm really missing anything if I miss an episode.
Yeah, I understand, right? There's only so much Ice and Harry great, and I find Holly and Deck they're lamping up things that, you know, aren't really arguments to make them into big arguments.
Yeah, yeah.
Like John Barrowman's fall. I honestly got to thought he fell off a cliff the way they were talking about it. Fell on a feckin' floor. Like, shut up. First of all, we'll talk about Emily getting all the praise last night for the trial. Now, what did you think about the trial, first of all?
I thought it was a bit... I actually didn't think it was that challenging. I mean, like, it wasn't really that scary. Like, she just had to put, like, one creature.
I would have been terrified about that. Like, imagine putting your hands on a rat. Ugh.
I thought they looked real cute.
Brown hamsters, basically. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, even at that hairy thing, holding on to... Well... I mean, like that. But, yeah, it have they become too flimsy now? Have they done
too
everything?
Too soft, kind of, like...
Yeah, I thought last night's challenge reminded me of a challenge that should have been in day one or two. It was very tame for nearly the end of the show. Like, you know, they should be eating more stuff and doing crazy stuff. Like, lying down, Emily wheeling boxes over. It's just real, like, there's just nothing happening. Like, you know, I think we're past throwing a few snakes around, that kind of thing, you know?
I don't think they can, like, top the Bush Tucker trials anymore without actually killing someone, like, you know what I mean?
There's an idea.
Yeah.
And where are you? Because I watched the Extra Camp last night, and Joe Swash is his 10th year, I think. Yeah, working on Extra Camp. So what they did was...
How long ago he was in
it?
Like...
he was in it 10 years ago. But they're doing a series where he's going past, you know, all the things he did do throughout the years and all the things other campmates did. And some of the stuff that they did was crazy. Like some of the trials compared to these ones. And I wouldn't have really remembered them until last night. There was one where he was climbing up these massive ladders and he was harnessed and the ladders kept shaking and he had to collect flags. Kind of like the first one. And then there was another one who had to go in under the water and a snake started fighting some guy. Like, you know, like the snake kept going. He's like, oh, I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. So when you're looking at what happened last night, when it's really tame, like, it's but I probably would have been afraid, but I'm kind of afraid of all that stuff.
Anything that crawls fast just scares me.
Would you go into it?
I'd like to see, like, how courageous I actually am when it comes to the crunch, but I don't think, like, I just, earwigs and stuff and cockroaches and everything, they just freak me out, like.
Yeah, I think they've been doing amazingly well. Like, they're obviously really determined to get food. Like, every challenge, they're pretty much getting...
Oh my God, they are winning them all, aren't they?
They're winning them all. Like, that's what I find. Like, previous years, I don't think they did as well. And that's why the argument started, because they're real hungry. Mm. This year, they're kind of getting fed and there's just real good team spirit and all. It's just no one fighting.
I seen a tweet actually last night. It's like, it's more like glamping because, like, the type of food that they're getting and stuff, like, and treats.
Sausages and all last night. Yeah. And they're the few, like, other little challenges they're doing, popcorn and drinks and all. And I don't know.
movie night, like
under the stars, like at Marion Square. Yeah, I think I'd be Anne if I was in it, because I'm not really good at any of that
stuff. She actually even still in it? Like, is she?
On medical reasons. Yeah.
She was sweating last night. Did you see her? Like her.
I thought she just came out of shower. Like, that's what I thought. Like,
but it was constant, just like, ah.
She reminds you of, like, you know, in Willy Wonka at the start where they're all, like, stuck to the bed. Like, she reminds you of, like.
Yeah. So Rita was the fourth contestant last night. What did you make of that? Shocked?
Okay, it's starting to come to a point now where, like, the winners are, like, the final six who you think. You know what I mean? Like, the people who deserve to be there are left there now. Like,
We called Malik, Sarah, and Rita the other day.
Yeah,
and they're the people who have been voted out. Like, so again, there's not a surprise at all. There's no, like, okay, Noel Edmonds was a bit of a shock at the beginning.
Yeah,
that was good.
Really,
yeah,
I think they were raging over that. Imagine spending all that money on this guy.
Because him and Nick were the only two people that were having conflict with each other, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Noel's throwing a few smart comments around. But he was new to what he's doing. He's getting under his skin.
Two
on purpose.
Two alpha males, yeah.
Last night they were talking about who was famous that was related to them. And Rita Simmons was in here a couple of months ago. She was in the Bored Gosh, and she says she hates people asking her about her uncle.
Alan Sugar.
Incredible.
I spent 15 minutes talking about Alan Sugar. So I was watching again. That was me. I was one of those people.
Oh,
asking,
my God.
Like, what else do you want to talk to her about? There's only so much EastEnders you can ask her. And then all of a sudden, you're like, oh, so, Alan Sugar, eh? She did make something really interesting as well. She said that she was afraid of the water. Remember all the water things she did? Mm. Because she said she was in a scene before. She didn't say what it was, but
I'd
in
EastEnders.
I wonder what happened, because she said it terrified her.
That was when they were killed off. Remember her and Ronnie? Like, I'd say that was, they were basically in a swimming pool, like in a hotel. Like, that's how they were killed off. They drowned. But
I wonder what happened, because she said that she's afraid of the water since then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Obviously, maybe something went wrong.
Yeah.
During shooting.
Yeah. And when Rita left, there was one thing that I thought of, and I've noticed with every single one of them, bar Malik, the rest of them didn't do it. There was a glass of champagne there. They didn't touch it.
I was looking at that too. I was like, that would have been necked if I was sitting there.
Like, I would have been like, give us a second one. Do you ever notice when you're
she's
looking at
something
more? Like,
I was like, I'd need champagne. Like, I'd need alcohol after that. Like,
yeah.
Get the little buzz out of it. Another thing as well I noticed last night. Did you notice the backgrounds? That they were fake.
When Deck was standing on the bridge.
That one as well. Yeah,
that was fake. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Another one as well. Just before that scene, the both of them were standing. And it just looked, it didn't look like nothing was moving.
Mm.
Yet it was raining and nothing was moving and they were wearing like normal clothes.
Yeah.
I don't know. This year, I think it's starting to look a bit like, oh, sure, what's going on here?
Like,
is
the
X real?
Factor is starting to look kind of orchestrated. You know?
Yeah, it
like,
is.
They know how to they know what they're doing.
Yeah. What do you make of Nick Knowles? Is he the creepy elf fella in the pub, or do you like him?
But he says, I always remember reading on Google that they were kind of trying to orchestrate him and Emily to get together, like they were hoping for a romance. But then it, like, I looked at his history and he actually does go for like younger girls.
Yeah.
As creepy as that sounds. Yeah.
And what I found that was really weird about it was the fact that he knows what his type is. And then last night he said, oh, I'm going to take my clothes off and just wear my jocks and walk to get the water. Obviously, Emily's his type, and he was walking around and his Mickey was swinging in the.
Yeah.
Did you not think that was weird? Because I felt she felt uncomfortable. She kept laughing about it, and I was like, okay, she obviously knows he's trying to come on to her by being naked, a 60-year-old
man. That definitely would have freaked me out. Like he's literally double her age. Like,
yeah.
And like, he was just like, yeah, I love it when you yank fast and all. And she's kind of just trying to laugh it off. And it's like, that's like my dad saying that to my friend. Like,
yeah, it was super awkward. I thought he was really good for the first week or so. He was real helpful and all. But maybe again, he's getting a little bit bored as well now.
Or sexually frustrated.
I
mean,
And they all got their letters home yesterday. Well, most of them got their letters home.
Fleur didn't. Yeah.
I thought that was a bit mean now. They should have.
Yeah.
They should have just gave it to them.
No, I think that's good though. That's what you need. You need a bit of meanness. Everyone crying and stuff.
But I think they're just, they are. They're just all friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Rita said it when she came out. Remember when she was having an interview with Holly and Deck? She was even saying like, yeah, no one really got at me. And even if they did, no one wants to rock the boat. Everyone's really like,
everyone just
together.
Wants to please each other, you know? Like, no one wants to step on each other's toes. But I think she was the only one in there that kind of like spoke our mind, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
a few times.
Something was bothering her, she'd say it. Like,
yeah, and I think she has. I think people kind of look at her as an EastEnder. You know that she is Roxy Mitchell.
She is, though, isn't she? Like, you can't not see it. Like,
I'd say she's a little weapon under it all. But she did say last night. She said that the one person who annoyed her was John. Remember with the rice, she wanted more rice. And I was like, oh yeah, gas, whatever. Then I watched Extra Camp and did a whole 15 minutes on it, going, oh, they had a big rift. This, I'm like, hang on a second. She literally, you know, I think
just
it was
put
either,
her hand up and said,
yeah. Yeah, it's like, oh yeah. But she said it was, that was it. In and out. Nothing ever happened. But they made it into this massive thing. Yeah. I kind of find I'm a Celebrity this year is doing that. It's a bit, you know,
editing things certain ways, like perception.
Blowing things up, to make stories,
Yeah, so Celebrity Slycone just around the corner. Anne and John won't be able to take part. What do you think? Who do you think will be in the final four?
Oh, well, I think Harry definitely.
Harry, Fleur.
Do you think? I think she's going to go tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
I really like her, though.
I like, on Twitter a lot, I see people complaining, like, oh, it's like the floor, I don't even know how to, flower.
I know,
flyer. It's like the Fleur show, like, but, I don't know. I think she will go tonight.
Yeah, she was in the bottom two last night.
Yes. Yeah, which has been the case for the people go next time around. You know what I mean? Because it was Sarah and Malik, and then Sarah went after Malik.
And then Malik,
and then Sarah and Rita were up, and then Rita went the next day. You know what I mean? So,
do you know what someone spot actually, that when Holly and Deck came in, that, or is it Ant? I get them mixed up.
Deck, yeah.
Definitely.
I'm the same. I'm always like, Deck, yeah.
That someone spotted on social media, like, Rita already had our bag at our feet. Like,
oh, really?
When they were doing the vote off, but Fleur didn't, like.
Yeah, so there's something weird about it. There's something, and I think, even I've said this before, Rebecca Vardy's saying that, you know, the producers come in and say, talk about this, and then all of a sudden they talk about it.
Yeah.
It's like Love Island. Yeah, like,
yeah.
I don't think we do. Now, they did say, I watched the Extra Camp last night, I'm wrecked today from it, but they said that, so when this is over, they have 2 weeks to clean up the place, a week off, and then the German one starts.
They go into the same
camp. So a German one, yes. So the German, so they've tried this in so many different places, but the only ones, the territories it works in, is Australia itself, Germany, and the UK. So the German one is gone.
Get me out of here.
It's some really weird name. But
Schnell.
Then,
yeah.
But that goes on then. That goes on for a couple of weeks. And then they have a 6 month gap. And then the UK ones are back in again. And then it's the German ones. And then it goes back again. But yeah, I think next year they're going to have to make it a bit more tough.
Oh, they have to. Because like I said, like, it's getting to a certain point where they can't cap. Like, they've capped, I mean, like, the dangerous bush tucker trials, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, is it because the world's gone so PC now where they have to be careful what they do, or?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think it's you know, as we said earlier on, just very tame. There's not much happening. Like, we're in the last few days, and there's no real memorable moments of someone going crazy or, like, not getting any stars, and the task was so hard or was so disgusting. Like, it's just, you know, very, like, run-of-the-mill kind of stuff.
Yeah. And I think because, you know, Ant's not in, people were very looking at Holly saying, oh, is she going to feck up? What's she going to do? But it's like the figures are huge this year.
Really?
It's nearly 13 million. Last year was like averaging around 11. Now it's nearly 13 million every single night.
Oh my God.
So wouldn't you be afraid? And even at the end of it, it used to be Ant McParland, Deck Donnelly. Now the credits are Declan Donnelly. So he's changing his name tiny bit. So Deck Donnelly. Declan Donnelly is his name now. And Holly Willoughby, So maybe she can stay in it.
I think they have better chemistry or something like that. Like, it's nice to have a woman, like a woman and a man. Do you know what I mean? Because when it's two lads, it's just like feels like lad banter. Do you know what I mean? Where it's kind of like mutual when it's a woman and a man.
Yeah, I find that as well. I think she's very much, because I don't get it. I get them, but I'm like, shut up with your jokes. And I'm finding she's me in it though. She is the kind of how I think I would react to a joke if I was her.
Yeah,
you know, I relate to her a lot more than I do to him.
Whereas Ant kind of overacts it and like plays along, whereas Holly's just like, oh my God, like, what am I listening to, you know?
Yeah.
At the very start of it, who did you think would win compared to who do you think would win now?
Like, everyone was all up for Anne. Remember at the start, we're like, like, fair play to her going in there with what she has and stuff, and, you know, feeling sorry for her. Now everyone's just done with it. Like, why didn't Anne go last night? Mm-hmm. Like, she's contributing nothing
she's
today.
She's doing nothing. She's having trouble getting into bed.
You
know,
yeah,
that's all she does, is Anne struggling out of bed. She can't do the task because of medical reasons. Just go.
Yeah. Like, literally, why is she there? Like, you know.
Yeah, I'm a bit bored of her. But who do you think will win now?
Oh, Harry's gonna win. Everyone loves
Harry's
him.
Win. I love him, but I don't know if he'll win or not.
I think him or Emily. All right. Well, actually, John as well. I think John could be in with a shot.
Yeah. I'm looking at who has the biggest fan base. I think the one with the biggest fan base in there at the minute is the guy who does absolutely nothing, James from the Vamps.
Do you think?
I think he's going to win it only because his, you know, they're all crazy. They're One Directioners, you know, like they're that type of tapped people.
Oh, the injustice if he wins. Like, yeah. he's really boring. Like,
yeah, yeah.
At the very start, I said, like, this guy's going to do really well. And then when he was in it, you know, Harry kind of outshone him. Fleur is as well. Like, I'd love to know what their relationships are going to be when they get out. Because if you stay with somebody for 3 weeks, 4 weeks, aren't you going to be like, oh, I want to text you?
Remember Sarah said the other night when she was voted out that, like, there's so many strong personalities, the likes of, you know, John and Harry, that she kind of faded into the background. That's what happens with James as well. I think he's just not, like, when they come into a situation where there's big personalities and like, people who are much older than them, I think he's just gone into the background, and it's totally to his detriment because he's, like, he's not doing anything. Like, you know what I mean? I think Harry's definitely going to win. I just think there's no one else really standing out there.
Yeah, I think like people were surprised at him because when he went in, I expected him to be this, you know, grumpy Ofla who just like didn't want to talk to anyone. But he's actually really, he reminds you of that like Ofla down the pub who
everything he says is gold.
He's still doing the comedy like.
Jeez, you're making a living out of that, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez, that's mad.
Fair play,
there's one thing that drives me mad when I'm a celebrity. And it's only the things, because they're so nice now, I think I'm trying to pick out things. Is that when they come back on? Oh, we got no stars.
Oh, the wind up, yeah.
I'm like, shut that.
Yeah, it's been done a million times.
It got old on the first day. Like, yeah.
Good woman, you're grand. It's done now, yeah. And as well, someone said, Harry was ruled out of the Jungle Driving School Challenge. Can't think why. Like, because of his driving.
I love that.
His driving van. But it's not mad that they ruled him out of it because of it. Like, I'm sure he can drive it, but he's tight. Like, he's not
Is he actually banned from driving?
Yeah, because he knocked his wife down. Oh, should I hear about this? Yeah. So he's driving out of
Sandra, who loves like, who's mad about?
I think he nearly killed her. Yeah, by mistake.
He reversed over.
Yeah, it was all over. I remember the newspapers at the time. People go mad over it. So he's banned from driving because of it.
For life, like, or just,
I don't
like,
know. I think it's 2 years.
Well, my heart was breaking when the letter from Sandra was getting read to him last night.
Yeah. And all the music. Dun, dun, dun,
yeah.
Dun. I loved Emily last night as well when she was like, I want to date Jamie.
Yeah,
you know, she was very much Jamie Redknapp. I want to be with you.
And he's single now, so you know.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping he'd delve into that a bit more because that relationship, how that ended, I would love to know what happened between those two,
Louise and Jamie. Yeah, definitely like the Strictly course, I think.
Yeah, but like, would you not? Is it just because we're Dublin that if we were in there, I would be asking every question?
Theirs are so polite, like that kind of
thing. But you never know, they could be, and they're just not airing it, be like, oh, look, we'll have to watch our backs.
First one, Rita Simmons. What's Cat Slater like? Is she really a bitch?
Yeah.
Noel Edmonds. What was Mr. Blobby like? There's not every one of them.
Which one of you have?
Yeah. So, like, I'd like to ask all those single questions. And then when James got his letter read out by his girlfriend sent it in, I was like, really?
Sounds like his ma, like, darling and stuff like that.
I know,
like,
yeah. But yeah, it was very, very weird. So who do you think is going to win? Now, we ask you every single time, but who do you think after looking at last night's episode?
Yeah, I know. We've said it before. Yeah, I think Harry. It's you know, every action he does, everything he says, everyone laughs at it. It's like, oh, Harry, you know, he just can't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know, and I just think no one else is anywhere near him. I think maybe John, maybe Emily, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but I think he's just so far ahead. Like,
John's kind of gone out of it a wee bit.
Oh, like, he'd do my head in, just belting out musical numbers every 2 minutes. Like, yeah.
There's something about him. I said this from day one.
Yeah.
When I heard he was going into it, I was like, melter. Absolutely.
Where is he from? I don't...
Scotland. And has an American accent. Never trust somebody who takes away their accent.
So he's not...
He's
American.
100% Scottish. Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's mad. He was in Desperate Housewives as a straight man.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, was he with Lynette, I think.
This is news to me.
Yeah, I know. Like, you don't trust him even more. Like, my granny always says, never trust someone in cream trousers. So I can't cream trousers and fake voices. But that is it for another episode of Jungle Fever. Thank you very much for coming in.
No probs.
And we'll be back on Friday. They're going to have to start throwing maybe a double eviction tonight, I'd say.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe both go,
Yeah, there has to be because there's way too many of them now. Way too many of them now.
There's only like three of them. Like, they only leave three in the final night or something, aren't they?
But they've loads now. They've seven now, I think, as well.
Yeah.
I think they've seven left. But yeah, that is it. Don't forget to share the podcast, download it, and we'll be back on Friday.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.